tonight's episode of the 31st Lap Podcast is brought to you by DirtTrackDigest.com. If it's on dirt, it's on Dirt Track Digest.
This is the 31st Lap Podcast, recorded live in the studios of FingerLakes1.com in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now, your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, well, good morning, as it were, 11 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Joining me here on the 31st Lap, we've got Mike Mallett here via the Skype hotline. Whoops. Still trying to get the feel for this stuff. There's Mike. Good look at Mike. He's tuning in from home. Nice jalapeno behind you there.
You like that, huh?
I think that's a really cool one.
You got to change up the wings. I told you. So this is Chad Layton, the Middlesworth Motorsports team link panel from a couple years ago. So, yes, that is a jalapeno behind me for jalapeno chips.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Which you will likely be taking some in at the New Year's Eve party that you attend tonight.
I don't know if I'm going to do anything.
You're going to bed early because you're leaving early tomorrow.
Tonight is to pack. Got to get ready to head out tomorrow to Arizona. So I got to leave pretty early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That will limit my festivities this evening.
No question that will certainly limit it a little bit.
Yep.
New Year's Eve edition of the 31st Lab coming to you on a Wednesday morning during break. All the everybody enjoying hopefully their holiday break. Did you have a good Christmas, Mike?
Yeah, can't complain.
Good.
I've enjoyed the week off. It's been nice.
And you've been doing a lot of traveling for a teacher that's supposed to be enjoying 2 weeks off.
Yeah, well, yesterday I went to New York City. We did, with my girlfriend Shannon, we did a little New York City tour. We were going to go to the 9/11 Museum. Got to go to the Memorial Museum. It was sold out, which I didn't know. Should have got tickets ahead of time. Didn't know that I could do that. I knew I could get on the website, looked and all that. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal, but yeah, sold out at like 8 in the morning. So
wow,
that was a bummer, but we got to see the reflecting pools and all that, so that was kind of cool. And then ended up in Times Square, which I had never done before. We got to see them there setting up for the, you know, big festivities tonight, and then did the Rockefeller Center and the Christmas tree and all that, you know, after Christmas. But still, I'd never done any of it, so it was nice. Rode the subway up and down and all that. So good times for, you know, an upstate New York redneck.
On the topic of upstate New York, Dan Harpell not going to be back at Yates County Speedway. That news breaking this week.
Yeah, shocked, actually. You know, I thought they would be able to work out a deal. But, I mean, Dan had Penn Can, I guess, didn't want to deal with the, I don't know what the right term is here, so I'll be nice. But, man, it just obviously they couldn't get it done. How's that?
Well, I mean, it's not an easy thing to put together when you're looking at the schedule that Dan has mapped out. We talked with him here 2 weeks ago before Christmas, and I kind of had a feeling that everything was looking up where he was going to be involved with the Yates County Speedway. I thought that things were looking good in terms of the conversation. He didn't really say anything one way or the other that would suggest that this wasn't going to come together and we'd be in this situation, but at the same time, we wish him the best of luck. There's been some challenges with that track here the last couple of years, which we've talked about some of that stuff, just in terms of struggling to draw, and they've got a good racer base, and the Sportsman move has been good for the track, but just like everybody else, they face their own handful of challenges in terms of running a track week to week.
Pretty shocked to bring back modifieds weekly. That I did not foresee happening. I thought they would, you know, I thought Dan, you know, Dan pretty much made it clear the financial ability or feasibility of doing that was going to be difficult. So I guess I was a little shocked that they chose to bring back modifieds. But hey, if they think they can afford it and they can do it, then good for them. You know, and I hope it works out for the new folks.
I just don't see it. I just don't see that part of it working out, honestly. Unless they got something they've asked those drivers. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. They've asked those drivers to go through a number of different changes now over the last probably 5-6 years, which is an expensive thing to continue to redefine what you're doing in terms of the cars. And there just hasn't been that consistent crossover at any point when they had modifieds there with Woodhull. And again, I'm looking at it just within the last probably, let's say just within the last 10 years even. There hasn't been that consistent crossover with the modifieds when they were there. from Woodhull and some of those other area tracks. I don't know. That's a big financial pill to swallow.
Yeah, well, it depends on the purse. You know, some places don't pay the, you know, they don't light the large purse on, you know, they don't light the purse on fire, so to speak. There's not a huge purse, but I can't imagine.
Which adding, is even, I mean, which is an
adding
even
$6,500 to $7,500, which
that's an even that makes the decision an even more poorly thought out decision. If you're saying you're not going to pay them as much, now you're taking the guys and you're telling them spend more money.
I don't know what the purses are.
I don't either. I don't have that information.
I don't want to bash anybody or anything like that, because I don't know what the purses are, but I know Southern Tier purses, you know, they used to be in the $7,000 to $8,000 range. You know, a good modified purse in Central New York is $9,000 to $10,000, somewhere in there. So, I mean, I'm probably running small box, right? The three, you know, the 320 or what? Not 320s. What are they? 370s, like Woodhull does. I would assume you have to go to Woodhull rules, right? Or would you go big box, small box?
What do you do? I mean, I would say big block, small block, because that's what you've got to pull from regionally. If you go straight Woodhull rules, I don't know if there's enough crossover to justify it.
I don't know if there's enough guys that can afford, you know, we talked to run both nights, like you were saying. I don't know if that's, you know.
Right.
You know, those guys aren't the big budget teams, you know, that run 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 nights a week. They're one night a week racers. You know, guys like Donnie Lawson. And Donnie Lawson's a school teacher, and I can tell you, I couldn't race a modified 2 nights a week on my salary. So, you know, that will be tough, but hey, if it works, it works. You know what I mean? I don't want to bash it or say it can't happen or won't work.
It'd be great if it works. I mean, think about how happy
another modified track back.
Think about how happy. I mean, how happy the fans are going to be to see modifieds again. You know, those shows when they had them as a special event down there, they tended to draw pretty well, and they got some pretty good car counts on the select times that they did it. So maybe things will turn around, and you don't see tracks get away from something and then come back to it.
You don't normally see Black Rock.
Dundee, Yates County now has done it, what, 3 times?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I mean, in racing in general, I think, you know, some people talk about why this track or that track can't make it. It's because they don't stick with the same consistent rules and same consistent things. You gotta get your base and then go from there.
I'm all for reinventing, but sometimes I think that it's too quick of a change. If they went modifies and they went sprint cars and they had Saturdays and then they had Sportsman, and now we're back to modified.
Hey, there's no consistency there over the last 10 years, 12 years. You know, it's been rotating around a lot. So, but again, I mean, maybe if these new guys come in, get a long-term lease going and get things figured out, you know, they could, you know, maybe it'll work.
And I'm not looking to bash anybody from like the last 10, 12 years, but I mean, I think
the thing is, when you talk to Dan, you know, Dan didn't seem like the feasibility financially, like I said, was there. Run modifieds weekly. I think that's where the basis of our discussion is coming from here.
Right.
Right.
You know, and from what Dan said, you know, and being the promoter there last year. So again, if they found a way to make it financially feasible, well, you know, good for them. I mean, I think it's a Mike Jackson, a former modified driver, right. That's taken over. So obviously he knows a little bit about the modified division and you know, hopefully he'll be able to, take care of that. Now I saw, some unnamed investors and all this other stuff too. So, we'll see how that goes. Again, we wish them the best of luck.
I hope they do well. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, no conversations have been had between myself and Steve, but, I mean, how happy do you think Steve Payne is?
Yeah, even Steve Payne was pretty happy when Dan took over, because remember we had Dan on, and Dan was like, yep, anybody that raised in the past and come back. So that would be interesting to see if he would run, you know, add that second. I know last year he ran in, was it Granby, Quebec?
Ran up in Granby.
I got to assume running
the 99 car
backyard, 15 minutes from home or whatever it is, you know, half hour from home is a little better than running 6.5 hours up to Quebec every Friday night. But then again, those guys in Quebec have been known to take care of people quite well.
Yep. I mean, he wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't worth it, you know.
Oh, right, financially, business, yeah. Why would you want to? That ride sucks.
Yeah, it's a long drive. 6 hours is a long way.
Yeah, it gives you respect for all of our, you know, when you work with the SS, all the Canadian Quebec contingent guys that make that trek every weekend to race with us. Ooh, yuck.
How's things looking for ESS next year?
Yeah, good. I think the partial schedule is just about done, or the preliminary schedule or whatever you want to do. I want to take a look at the website, see if there's a preliminary schedule up yet or not. I know I have seen it.
I was reading the mouse is coming back.
Yeah, Kenny Jacobs. Not with us, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Our schedule's not up yet, but I've seen it. It's not bad. It's not bad, so we will see. I got George Smith calling me on the other line. That's entertaining.
What's George up to?
I know. We could do a group call.
Add him in if you want to. If it'll work.
What if it'll work?
I know. What happens when it doesn't?
I don't know. I don't know if you could hear him. I can hear him, but, well, it's a group call. So I guess you could get the video, too. How would that work, I wonder?
I don't know how we would do the video, but at least we'd be able to hear him.
I don't know. Well, let's if you want to experiment with the last show of 2000.
We can. Why not? I mean, it's look at where we've been through 2014. Where we, you know, it looked a little bit like we were almost basically done in January. You know what I mean? And we turned things around and got the show back on track, and we actually went out and did a couple live shows. We were at Weedsport for one of their events.
That one, I was disappointed that I missed that one.
And who made a return for that one? Do you remember?
Oh, Mitch Post.
Mitch. No, Rich Post, outside Groove. And John Balmus had a cameo that day. He went flying by at about 60 miles an hour on his way to hang up another banner. I haven't heard anything.
He's always busy at Weedsport.
I have not heard a thing from him in probably since.
It's fantasy freak right now.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna get my stuff over to him, and I still have time to get a modified team in, right? Until February.
Yeah, that one doesn't count until Golden Mile.
Yes.
I'm trying to get George in, but he's Wilson, I think. So.
It's messing up your resolution.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or that's my internet connection.
It could be your internet connection.
Yeah.
How is the basement today?
The basement is. I gotta tell you, when I'm home during these weeks off, I always forget because. You know, right? Well, I know I do it, but I don't think about it. My heat, I have it go down during the day when I'm not home to 55.
Right.
So I woke up today, and it's, you know, it's a good 17 degrees out here in Burton, and I was like, oh, I mean, I could almost see my breath upstairs.
Wow. In my bedroom.
So right now, the basement is actually probably the warmest room in the house, and it's still cold. I did turn the heat on. I was like, okay, we got to turn that back up to, I keep it 66, 67, so I got it on.
Right. That's funny. So all excited for Arizona? You're rolling out there, leaving in the morning?
I'm pumped. I don't like the weather forecast for Sunday when I'm coming back. That kind of makes me a little nervous, but I'll believe that when I see it, you know, talking snow, sleet, freezing rain. So that comes up the works a little bit. And I'm home, I'm flying out of Philly. So
Philly's tough to get out of in bad weather, man.
Yeah, or get into in bad weather. That's my fear. You know, how am I going to get home?
So. When was it? It was, I think it might have been, it wasn't Minnesota last year. Coming home from Minnesota, it was coming home from, maybe from Topeka last year, or maybe it was Minnesota back in February. We got stuck in Philly for about 6 hours. And then when they started to de-ice the plane, de-icing fluid started. De-icing the plane, the de-icing fluid was leaking in around the back door.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and we asked one of the stewardess, would you guys get to do anything about that? They're like, no, it should be fine. Well, should be.
Oh, I love that.
Should be is not it will be. That was stressful. Yeah. It was stressful. We were in a plane that was about the size of the desk here at Finger Lakes One, and it sat about 8 people. And I think we were cruising at about 500 feet, just above the treetops. So we didn't have that far to fall if something did go wrong. Did you track anything down on ESS?
I'm not a fan of flying in general.
No?
No. No, it is not something I enjoy at all. And this is going to be a big one for me. It's a 5-hour flight or 5.5-hour flight.
Maybe they'll give you lunch, though. They might feed you up there.
Huh?
They might feed you up there. You might get a lunch out of it.
Yeah, nuts and a soda. I've never flown United before, so we'll see. I normally fly Southwest. That's my.
You get a free half can of soda on United.
Oh, we do half can.
Half cans. They got these little, you know the party
Yeah, a
glasses,
little.
the
Here's
little.
your soda, sir. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I've yet to go to the bathroom in the air, so I don't
Oh,
know if I
that's
want to do
nothing.
that.
That's nothing.
I've never gotten out of my seat. I want to move.
Really?
Now, I don't like it because my luck, as soon as I stand up, we get a little turbulence, the whole plane starts shaking.
We dropped about 25 feet one time
Yeah,
in
that's
turbulence.
nuts.
That was.
That is crazy.
And you know what was probably the oddest part to me about that is I'm looking at these wings flex as we drop,
Yeah,
and
I
I'm
was
like,
sitting near the wing and you can see them moving up and down.
why didn't that wing just break off? And yeah, that was weird. The thing about getting up and moving around the cabin that
That.
really freaked me out was like sitting in the seat, you're sitting down, you're dialed in on this, but when you sit up, you consciously move, get to where you're going. Like I found myself like lunging down the cabin to get to the bathroom and then lunging back to my seat because it got into my head about the fact, okay, now I'm walking and I'm walking 30,000 feet above or however high we were. I don't know how
Yeah,
high,
you're
however
up
high.
there. It's not so bad when you're up there. It's the taking off and the landing part that I don't like.
I love that. I love the acceleration of it. I think that's a ball. Just all of a sudden, just to,
You're giving me the creeps just talking about it. Ugh.
did it make it your stomach turn?
I am not excited. Oh, not at all. Have to hit up the old beverage center before we get on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, have a couple. Go to sleep. Try to make myself fall asleep on a plane.
There was someone ahead of me that was an expert flyer that had stuffed six or eight of those, the mini bottles, the travel bottles of liquor. Well, those are legal in a carry-on because they're sealed. They're under the particular milliliters. They put them in a Ziploc bag and put them in their computer case.
Really?
And they're allowed on. It's fine. I mean, certainly
You know what? I got a bunch of those. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow.
wouldn't be a bad idea, right?
Hey, you know? I don't know. I just hope yeah. It'll be fun. That's it. I'm gonna look for it. I just can't wait to be on the ground in Arizona.
You bet.
So that's that. So we've gone 30 minutes with what are we at here? 25 minutes, two topics.
Yeah, I mean, looks like we're about we've been about 20 minutes.
All right, so I'm just keeping track of where we're at time-wise because I got the phone call measured at 30, so about 20.
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes in, about 17 minutes in. I mean, what about your 2014? We
I gotta say, it was a pretty awesome year. Let me get up my stats for the year. Talk about that. Talk about the year in review. I think
Yes,
that was the point of the
that's
show.
the key.
Yeah, the review
Let's.
back.
And this is the part where even though he's at home on the Skype line, you get to watch Mike search for things on the computer.
Search for things on my computer. It's the same thing I do if I was sitting there,
I
so.
know. Why better? Well, we got into that a little bit about where the show, where the 31st lap was at the start of the year, and with the travel schedule, I think that the Skype thing that we've been able to make work now has sort of revitalized it. I'd like to see John once in a while again, but I know he's on the holiday assignment with Toys R Us, and good for him. I mean, it's legging out a little ways, and he's getting ready for his fantasy league stuff to take off as well. But it was great with had a lot of good guests this year, a lot of good conversation, and you guys were actually able to get into the studio periodically here. We were able to go back out on the road again, and getting over to Weedsport Speedway. We did a couple shows from Rolling Wheels, which was always a good time.
Well, looking at it, my schedule included 115 races, which is a down year. It's about 20 less than last year.
It's a down year. You didn't have any help from rain, though.
No, I had a lot of rainouts. And then normally I keep track of the rainouts. This year I didn't. I just didn't care. Then I did at 46 different venues.
Wow.
So not too bad. You know what really sucks? As of midnight tonight, or well, 11:59 tonight, I'm back at zero.
But within 48 hours of that,
I'll have two.
you're gonna have two, and by the time you go back to school Monday, you're gonna have.
I'll have two. Yeah, by the
Oh, it'll
time
just be
Monday hit,
two? I thought there was three.
I'll
Okay.
have four by the end of January. 'Cause I'll have two for I'll be in Atlantic City, the 30th and 31st.
I saw there was some results from one of the indoor races on Dirt Track Digest, and I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, Trenton.
Yes.
Yeah, Andy Jankowiak picking up the one. I did get his number, so we will have him on here in the new year. Probably the couple weeks before Atlantic City.
Andy's from out in Buffalo.
Yes. Yeah. Races RLC Modifieds and TQs, obviously. So, yeah, we'll have him on before. So, it was a good year. I mean, my year started last year, indoor race, Atlantic City, Trenton. You know, then I had Volusia. I mean, Volusia dominates the months of February for me. And then, you know, I did we didn't start racing up here until a month later in March, mid-March, before Lincoln Speedway got going. That was an interesting one. My first, was it the first weekend of up north racing, I did the double. Did Lincoln Speedway in the afternoon, then in Hagerstown Speedway that night.
How far a drive was that? I know we talked about it.
Lincoln's about four and a half hours from here. Then Hagerstown, you add in another hour, so about five.
It wasn't anything.
That ride sucks.
All from Hagerstown all the way home?
Oh, yeah, that sucks. It's 81 all the way. You get on 81, 4 miles from Hagerstown Speedway. And,
about 6 hours? 5 hours?
Yep, 5 hours northbound and down. Then the next weekend, we did the double again. I went the Trailway in Lincoln. So I made up for it. So I got five races there in March.
How
so
much of the card?
I mean, that's down. Normally March you get, you know, more than that, but you had so many rainouts.
How much of the card did you actually see in Hagerstown?
We got there for the first late model heat. And we watched late model heats and then the features.
Wow. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I don't know if they did it on purpose or what, or if they pushed the late model heat back or what they did, but you know, we got there just in time to catch the first late model heat.
That's cool. I'm sure you were excited about that too.
Yeah, it was good. And they have new ownership there, and they've changed how they prep the track and stuff. So the racing wasn't bad. I mean, Hagerstown used to be awesome. Like, you go there at night, and it'd have a cushion, and it was fast. It was awesome. And now, the last few years, the new folks took over, did a heck of a job. But the people that had it for a while, I don't know, their track prep just wasn't great. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the track was smooth and fast, but they didn't tear it up, and they didn't do any of that to it. So it just kind of, you know, it could get locked down.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, once racing up here got going, I did the usual, you know.
Right.
Every weekend, you know, same old, same old. So,
where are you working weekly this year?
Right now, just Utica Rome. And then the Empire Super Sprints.
What else is in the works?
Oh, now, Devil's Bowl Asphalt. I think that would count as a new track, right? Or dirt? No, I already seen it on the dirt. It's a new track, but I still already saw it in the dirt, so I don't count. Dean Reynolds just got his name on Race Chasers Online or Race Chasing, whatever it is. Because you got to have over 100 tracks visited. He's got 107. So He was excited about that.
is he splitting hairs to get it?
Yeah, well, you know, if you, like, he put RPM. We were at RPM this summer. They have an inner track and an outer track, so he counts that as two. I take a different approach. For me, personally, I mean,
I know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I don't do it that way. I do, but I don't. I don't know. I'm more of a, what is it? I do. I mean, like, I'll count Syracuse. Like, I've seen the cage carts indoors in the building. I'll count that as one track, and then I'll count the big track, you know, things like that. But I tend to count facilities, you know.
Right.
More so than.
So you're not seeing two tracks in Oswego?
Nah, I don't. I don't know if I would count that as two. I mean, he counts it as two. I guess I could count it if I wanted to, but, you know, I don't.
When was the last time you were at Paradise?
I've never been to Paradise.
Oh, really?
A couple times, but I've never seen a race there.
Oh, wow. I remember seeing a sportsman race there, I think, years ago. Or maybe.
Well, they have rules now, right? They can't run over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of different stipulations.
Four cylinder stuff.
I mean, we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But it still was cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what new tracks I got to this year.
We finally got to that one you were trying to get to in Ohio, and they didn't rain out.
I got to Eldora. That's right. I think I already added that to my list, though.
No, not the fairgrounds.
I did get to Eldora.
The fairgrounds.
Oh, no, Expo. I got there yesterday, last year. So.
Oh, well, I thought that one got nixed and you didn't get back there.
No, Eldora's the one that always rains out. I tried going there like 3 times and it rained out all 3 times or 2 times and it rained out both times. So it was nice to click that off. I already added that to my list. So my list sits at, you know, based on how I count, 94.
Yeah.
Which I guess I could probably get that to 100 if I was counting double, you know, because Devil's Bowl, I went and saw a race on the inner dirt track now. technically that's two tracks.
Devil's Bowl's two, Bridgeport's two, Charlotte. Charlotte. Two. Charlotte could be
see if
three.
Connor Bridgeport is two.
Huh?
New Jersey.
Bridgeport.
No, only Connor Bridgeport is one. So let's see. I could add a second Devil's Bowl, a second Bridgeport.
You could get three out of Charlotte.
I've never been to the big track though. I've only been to the dirt track. So two Oswego, I could get another one out of. Based on that, so that's three. So that would put me at 97. Have to find three more that I've seen. Utica Rome, I've seen a race on the inner loop. So that would be four. This is so stupid. I can't do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It bothers me, like, doing that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I need two more. I'd be at 100. I'm just looking to see what other track. Or RPM, so that's five. So one more, I would technically be at 100 tracks. Let's see. Well, Egypt.
Does he count name changes, too?
No.
Did he go to New Venture and go to Utica and have him count as different tracks?
No. Well, if you went to New Venture, it was a 5/8 mile. So technically, I think that'd be a different track, right?
Now, didn't you just get 100 then?
I never saw it.
Never went there?
No. He counted Evans Mills twice because he had the asphalt and the dirt.
Right.
You know. I mean, the only track I have on here for a double would be, like I said, is...
Where are you going?
Is the fairgrounds. But again, that I had the mile, and then I think it was the Center of Progress building. They raced the cage carts indoors. You know.
Remember that temporary go-kart track that they would build during Super Dirt Week off in the corner?
What was that? Indoor in the infield?
Yeah.
I never saw that. I knew it was there.
It was just a fan attraction.
Yeah.
Did you want to count that?
Nope. count the big wheel races on the backstretch? Nope.
You could if you wanted to.
So, I mean, that's it. I mean, there's got to be, I don't know, maybe, you know, because again, you can get to 100. I feel stupid doing that. I don't like to do that. I don't know. I'm going to wake up this morning a little early.
Well, you said you got in at 4:30?
Yeah, 3:30. So by the time I fell asleep, it was about 4:15, 4:30. So it was a late night, to say the least. Fun trip, but a late night. So this year I'll get Golden Island, hopefully. That will be nice. That'll be a new track. And then Cocoa Pot, new track.
Right.
See, we're closing in. I could get two new tracks here right out of the box.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Then you can switch Bridgeport back down to one, and you can switch switch Evans Bills back down to one.
I just realized one I did not add.
What's that?
I got 95, Indiana.
Oh, right.
Rumble in Fort Wayne.
That was a long drive.
Yeah.
Going all the way across there. Yikes.
Oh, God. What is that? Fort Wayne Expo Center?
I think so.
Look at that. Just thought of one that we didn't have. It's been 95. Five to go.
Any other new track that you're planning on going to this year? I mean, your schedule's sort of done at this point.
Well, depending on the weekend, I might end up at State Line. And Erie's, maybe.
Never been to State Line, huh?
Nope.
It's a neat track.
Oh, I can tell you this. I'm going to be adding to my tracks announced at. I know that.
Oh, yeah?
Because I started keeping track of that, too. So that's kind of neat.
Are you going to grab the microphone in Arizona?
No.
You going to try to?
Nah, probably not.
No,
I'd like to get hopefully that indoor race at Golden Isle, or indoor race, the race that modifies at Golden Isle. I offered the guy help if he needed it, so
right,
we'll see. You know, who knows?
That is exciting.
That would be neat, but again, we'll see. Whatever happens. I'm not too worried about it. Either way, I'll be there, and Dirt Track Digest will be covering that event. So I'll be missing the World of Outlaws at Volusia. Whoever says I don't pick modifieds over sprint cars, I don't want to hear it. Unfortunately.
Even if they are right.
Yeah, this time I'm covering the mods. I mean, it's nice. It'll be nice to see the modifieds at a new venue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
did you go to the one up in Michigan?
No, I didn't go to Michigan. Oh. Did not get a chance because that always fell. I think the last year they did it, or the last 2 years they did it, that fell when I was in Knoxville.
Could be.
Yeah, so it made no sense for me to go.
You didn't want to make the trip? Try to do a double? Try to do the double with...
If I choose between modifieds and the Knoxville Nationals, I will not pick anything over the Knoxville Nationals.
Right. Yes. You wouldn't pick Kin over the Knoxville Nationals.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah, I didn't say that, though, officially. You said, not me. No, I'm like, you know, that's a must-see event. You know, other than Golden Isle and then, you know, this trip to Arizona, I'm trying to think where else I would do that's new. There's just, at this point, it gets difficult to do things that are new, you know?
Right. You're not going as a fan anymore. It's all sort of work-related.
Yeah, and so you're kind of stuck going to where you go.
Right.
So, I mean, did I count Daytona as two tracks? Hold on a second. Because Daytona, I was on the front stretch and the back stretch. Now, is that two tracks or is that one?
We argued this point before, and I think before you were saying no, because it's still the same facility, the same way you justified counting only one track at Syracuse, but now you've counted two there.
Right. Yeah. I'll put an asterisk. So if I wanted to get to 100, then I guess I could.
You're talking about the back stretch where they had the
modifieds, NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour?
Right.
Yeah, because I did that. So.
Well, what the heck? Did they run any SCCA or any of the prototypes or anything while you were there?
No, just the modifieds, K&N.
I was going to say, if they had the 24 hours of Daytona that's run on that infield course, that would count as another one, right?
Yeah, that would count. Because, again, it's got to be complete. For me, it's kind of, I don't know. And then again, I don't know if you can count that either.
You ready to give up on it?
Yeah. I mean, I could get over 100 if I wanted to. But, again, I try to do more 100 facilities more so than anything else.
Right.
You know, so. Oh, man.
I want to go to Georgetown sometime.
Georgetown's neat. I've been there. That place
I haven't been there.
Ass. It's a long ride, though.
Yeah.
You think Hagerstown's a long ways away?
Ooh. No, I don't think Hagerstown's a long way away. That 5 hours is nothing. I mean, because I'm coming across and down, and where I'm splitting off to come across, you're continuing up north, so the drive is about the same.
Yeah.
Hagerstown wasn't a bad drive at all. I remember going to Del Mar. That was a long drive.
That's down
that
there, too.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's at the bottom of Delaware.
Yeah, that was a long, long drive.
That ride sucked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so that's my 2014. You know, there's some big news. I mean, if we look back and think back to all that's going on, I mean, even recent, there's been big news.
Tim Clark.
We talked last show about, you know, the issue there with Guy Webb and some of the comments he made in Ari Auto Racing News.
That's not over with.
That is not over. I know it was the last couple of days, Dale Blaney, who is the defending series champion, has had some choice things to say on Twitter. I think it started December 29th. So what is that, 2 days ago?
Right.
First thing he tweeted was, Guy Webb is going to be the next inspirational speaker. # learn to be quiet. And then, yeah. Then he put, the ship is sinking. # I'm not going down with it.
I love a good hashtag.
Yeah. So those were his two tweets in regards to the issues there with Guy Webb. I don't see anything else here.
Man, I just got bit by your yawn bug, and I tried to I tried to switch the camera off of me, and I put it on you as you were yawning. And there's I cut it back to me.
I'm
I mean,
tired
what am
today.
I going to do?
I didn't get any, you know, I slept, but it was like I set my alarm, and it said like 6 hours and 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to be hurting in the morning, but I'm here. I made it. So, yeah, so that was that. And then Danny Smith made some comments on his Facebook page. So there's been a few shots fired across the bow, so to speak, at the All-Stars. So we'll see. I mean, so is it in my belief that money talks?
Yeah.
So if he pays what he says he's going to pay, I can't see these guys bailing on him, even if they hate him. At the end of the day,
right?
They're all doing it for a living.
You don't have to like him.
Right. You just got to take his money.
Simple.
Yeah. So.
Simple premise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know, there's a lot of people that never liked Glenn Donnelly. But
yes.
Guess what? They kept taking his money.
Every bit of that is true. Every bit of it.
You know, are there grudges? Yeah, there's grudges, though. I mean, we know we've seen that before. So, you know, guys being stubborn, saying, "Well, I'm not going to do it, or I'm not going to run for this or that." So, how will it play out? I don't know. You know, like I said, I have no issues.
Guys
with
can go out there and they can be obstinate, but they can be obstinate and they can state they can stick to their scruples and whatever. But at the end of the day, you're gonna only be cheating yourself if you can sit back and say, "Hey, those were winnable races. I could have taken money home there." But I mean, if you're
Dale Blaney, what he went 14 races this year, or whatever. I mean, he times that by $5,000.
It's a decent year.
Yeah,
decent year.
And let's just say on average he won that. So if he won 14 races, I got a calculator here. That's roughly 70 grand,
mm-hmm.
roughly.
Yeah,
now, I don't know if it was 14, but let me. I know there's a picture tweeted here. 16 All-Star feature wins.
Okay, so added. So it's like $80,000.
Is that $80,000? So there, he paid for one motor.
Yeah. Yeah, in your face.
He
right?
had 21 feature wins total. So you figure, feature wins wise, he brought in close to 100 grand.
Not bad.
It's a pretty good year.
Yeah.
Dale Blaney. But, you know, and he's been the champion of the All-Stars. I mean, he's the guy. He went over 100 wins this year in terms of career and all that. So for him to be saying things publicly is not bode well, you know, in that sense. Now, again, we all know guys say things and what they do are two different things.
Right.
So we will see how that plays out. On that front, and there's plenty of time. I mean, you have the Renegades, the All Stars, and the All Stars kick off here in about a month in Florida, at I believe it's Bubba. So that will be the true.
That's the litmus test right there. That'll tell you a whole lot in a hurry. Looks like we might have just lost Mike. Internet connection just went bad for one Mike Mallett sitting at home. Skype is trying to bring the call back to us. Let's see what's going on here. Interesting 2014. And I had a good time watching what was going on over at Canandaigua. It was good to see the points championship come down the way that it was on the dirt car modified tour. We got you back? Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
I'll turn my video back on.
No worries.
Got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I'm back.
It was just sort of going into, it was a fun year keeping track of what was going on over at Canandaigua and the Dirt Modified Tour, the way the points chase came right down to it, ending with the World Finals with the late models and sprint cars there sharing the same stage. That was
good. I mean, that was a good, I mean, that was my first World Finals, so that was pretty, pretty spectacular. I thought those were fun. You know, those were amazing races. And again, that came down. I mean, the modifieds were the one series that was not decided already.
Right.
You know, so it was neat. I mean, it was 3 points, you know, whatever it was 30
points.
It was
close. Whatever. I mean, it was close between Hearn Shepherd and Decker. And Decker ended up having the cards fall his way.
Right. Yeah. So and that was good. The World Finals was good. I mean, there's so many good things this year, you know, to talk about. When you look back, I mean, it was just a relatively speaking a good year. You know, I don't.
It had its challenges. I mean,
they all do. But
I mean, we're remiss to overlook. You know, the other reason why Canandaigua Speedway was in the news in August.
Yeah, I mean that's always sad. You know, and that's still tough to talk about. But you know, but if you take that one bad event out, I mean, you look at the season as a whole, it was a pretty good year for racing.
Well, it's easy. It's easy to remember the good parts of this year. There's a lot of highlights out there.
Is that, of course, and then you know, car counts, if we're talking things like that, those were down. Unless it was a Dale promoted show, then they were insane. But
yeah, he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah,
huh?
He's doing all right. Then, you know, so
I mean, was this the year of Brett Dale? I mean, did he come into his own this year or what?
Yeah, he had a good year. I mean, the thing he got bit, I mean, what got him was weather, though. I mean, he did not have the best weather year. I mean, he used his rain date on several, you know, bases, including his season-ending gone, but which the rain date just came out, which is Tuesday, April 14th. For those wondering, at Accord is the rain date for the Goblin. That has been scheduled. So if you want to go to the Gobbler, that's your day. I just saw that on Twitter. So it's official.
Right.
I still got you, Chris.
Yeah. You still got me. What do you got there? Anything going on in the chat room?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing.
I think this is a pre-planned show that no one knew was planned.
I think that everybody's just been busy, man. I mean, everybody's
traveling and doing all that, and you know.
After I leave here, I gotta go up to the third floor of this building and visit the copy shop and pick up a bunch of stuff for. Hopefully, I'll be getting a bunch of stuff for to finish up another video that's got to be sent out, and then going home and just burning discs most of the afternoon, and trying to get some orders filled. Yeah. I got a couple roof sign orders that came in. I'm going to work on those as the discs burn off, and we'll just kind of go from there. But yeah, I mean, if you want, we'll put a fork in this one. We've sort of reflected on a lot, touched on a lot of different topics. We're going to try and book Andy Jankowiak in. You want to go in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you a chance to get to Arizona, get settled. I also talked to the guy from the Vintage Dirt Modified page.
Okay.
And he said he's available on Thursdays by phone.
Okay.
So we'll be able to have him on. I'd like to book him in January as well at some point. He goes, what do you want to talk about? I just want to talk about your Facebook page. I mean, the pictures and stuff that have been coming in and the content that they've had on there is just a ton of fun to watch. And I jumped online a little bit and found some other compelling Facebook pages that are sort of similar. There's a guy from Fonda that's doing the same thing, but it's strictly Fonda images. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool stuff. So I think we could even shake Dean Reynolds out of his tree and have him come, because he remembers all that stuff from way back when.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so hey.
Was there any other topics you wanted to hit on?
No, I mean, we covered it. I mean, again, there's been a lot of good stuff this year, the negative stuff, but at the end of the day.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is there's been enough positive this year where it's easy to remember the good stuff.
And, yeah, oh yeah, a lot of good stuff to remember. Again, the negative is there, but overall, I got a pretty positive impression of the season.
Right.
You know, a lot of good racing, a lot of big races, a lot of big news broke this year. You know, Shepherd changing teams and going over to HBR, that was huge news. So that's, you know, that was the breaking in the winter last year. And now, you know, we had that whole thing play out finally. And, you know, and a lot of different other sides and elements played out and all that. And here we are. So we'll see what 2015 brings.
Looking forward.
I'm excited to get it started.
Looking forward to it. And the start of
the race count. Started back at zero.
The start of 2015 for you is literally only hours away.
It is.
I mean,
it is. So
our season on the Derby side of things starts on February 7th. We got a show in Minnesota.
You're in the same boat. You just keep going.
Yep.
Just keep going. Yep.
I'm trying to finish up the stuff from 2014 and put the finishing touches on everything, and 2015 is just looming over here, just big as life, ready to go.
Ready to go, calling your name.
Yes. Yep. That's for sure.
I get it, man.
Well, certainly, you know, make sure number one, you travel safe. Have fun out there. Keep me posted on things as they develop. We'll plan on getting together in a couple weeks.
Along, at DTD Mike, I'll be doing updates from there. So
perfect.
Of course, they're doing a pay-per-view, so if you really want to watch it, you can buy the pay-per-view. I think it's $100 for the week. So
it's not bad.
Five nights, so not bad.
Not bad. $20 a night.
Yep, that's about what it probably costs to be there. So, and hopefully, it's at a casino. So we'll see what happens there.
Oh my!
I
Oh
don't
boy!
know. We'll see. So,
well, good luck at the casino. If
thanks, I'm gonna need that too.
If you do wander through its doors, if you do wander through, good luck.
Thanks, sir.
And
well, hey, Happy New Year to everybody, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2015.
Same here. You know, for Mike Ballett, we wish all of you the best in the coming New Year. Be safe tonight on your New Year's Eve, and I think that's going to do it for us and this edition of the 31st Lap. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us, and you guys have a great New Year. Whoops. Hot. Didn't finish the show that way, did I? Again, still struggling with that one, right?
Hit the wrong button.
No, I hit the right button. I just didn't bring it up into the player. So let's try this again. There we go. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you next time. Thank you.